We are going to learn now the Tosfos in Amdaf Yud Gimel Amud Beis and the sugya we had learned last week. Rufe Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav Tneyu Leploini B'maymet Shloshten Konik. We hear here the memory of Rav Huna Omar Rav that is the opinion of Maymet Shloshten. And we hear a machloikis amiroim if this kinyan of maimet shloshen applies only by pekodin, that was shittes Rav Zvid, and Rav Pope and Rove held that it works by a milve also. Rav holds afilo by a milve, it also works. Oimerivo, v'chein rabbeinu tam. The b'maimet gimel, by maimet shloshen, we have here three parties. We have here a noisein, which is either a malve or a mafkid. We have a mekabel, and then we have a middle party, which is the loive or the nifkat. So the Rivo and the Rabbi Natam say, to be maimed gimel, kone bal kolchoi shel loive oi shel nifkat. That the kinyan, maimed shloshen, even though the middle party is not masking to what the mafkid is telling him, the mafkid tells him, I want you to pay the chayv to Pliny. I want you to give the pikodin to Pliny. And this maimet shloshen works, and the minute it is said, the maimet shloshen, the Pliny is kaine. And this middle party does not want to give it to Pliny. So they say, the Rivo and the Rabbi Natam say, that even though it's bal kolchoi shel loive oy shel nifkat, it also works. We don't need his rotzen. He's not a balabos here. So memela, you owe me money. I'm telling you, you should pay this third person. So even though you're not masking, it's also chal the king. That's what they say. And they bring a raya. The eloi koni elo mirtzainoi. If we will say no, that all three parties have to be maskim to this transaction. So then Taisa says, Alesh Yuakash, Laman da Omar, Davke bepikodin konem, according to Rav Zvid. The Rav Zvid says, Maimet Shloshen helps only by pikodin, not by milva. And if you'll tell me, you need the rotzin of the nifkad also, is lama hutzrechu lesakin maimed gimel. So why did they have to make a special takon of maimed gimel? Yoimala, if you need his rotzen also, so why did he need new takonis? Yoimala ischi, let him go over to the nifkat. You don't need the third person standing there. Yoimala, let him go over to the nifkat and let him tell him, Rab nifkat, you have a pakon of mine. Please pick up this pekodin and be zeiche for this third party. Why do you need this whole takon of maimet shloshten? It could be done so easily with one word. You tell the nifkad, be zeiche the pekodin for this third person. So what's the teretz of this kashya? So the Rabbi Natam and the Rivo said, so the teretz is, because what will be if he says, I don't want to. I hate him. He's my enemy. So memele, so if there wouldn't be a takon of maimet shloshen, so it's fapal, he doesn't want to be zeicher for the third person. So the takon of maimet shloshen accomplished, afilu, he doesn't want to, he's kinda, the third party, the mikabel, is kinda bal kolchoi of the nifkad. The minute he tells the nifkad, give it to Yene, Yene can scream, I don't want to, it's gonish. Automatically, it belongs to the third party. Because if not, so why do you need this whole takone? If you need his rotzen, so then you can avoid this whole takone. Just go over to the nifkad and tell him, Schi, bizeiche the pekodin for yene. So why do you need this whole takone? Is a raya that it can be done after lo bal koch. That's proof. The ain nira loima the hutzro lesakein lemokein sheein apikodein biyad hanifkat elu biyad achayin. So Taisi says, maybe we could ding zech with the raya. Could be bal kolchai, it never helps. Aye, so why do you, if it only helps me daitai, why do you need the takone of my mitzloshten? Tell the nifkatzchi, the hutzru lesakein lemokim shena pikodin biyad hanifkat. Let's say you have a case. He gave the pikodin biyad hanifkat. And the nifkat went and he gave it to someone else. He said, I have to go away, I don't want to keep it in my house. So he gives it to someone else. Elo biyad acheret. Now, in such a case, he'll come over to the nifkad and he'll say, "Be zeiche the pikodin for yenet." So he say, "I'm sorry, I it's not in my shoes. I can't be zeiche for him." So maybe you'll tell me. So for such a case, it was misaken my mitzloshen. That means a normal case. If the pikodin is biyad hanifkad, and you don't need a takon of my mitzloshen, zechi would be sufficient. The purpose of the takon of Maimon Shloshen was in a rare case where the nifkad does not have the pekodin in his rishus. So for such a case, they were masakin Maimon Shloshen. Let's again. Ve'ini ro'loi medutzchul lasakin lemokim shena pekodin biyad hanifkad. That the pekodin is not biyad anifkat or biyad acherim, the af she'ein el biyad acherim, the lo yoyil im yoyim el schi, then it won't help if I'll tell him schi. So memele, that's why you need maimon shloshen, the lo yoyil im yoyim el schi, it won't help if he says schi because it's not in his rishus. The af So in such a case, where the pekodin is not biyad hanifkat, yakne ba'idise. So in such a case, let us be makne ba'idise, ki da omar hosom adahochi nafke oidise mi bei iso giyore. Now Taisva says as follows. There's a kinyan, the rabbonon of Edisa. The kinyan of Edisa is that I'll say that, let's say the case of Issa Giyoyre. Issa Giyoyre had in the possession of Rove 12,000 zoos. It was a pekodin. And Rove was very elated that his son, Mori, it wasn't the true son, was unable to get these 12,000 zoos. And Issa Giyere was very sick. So Rove was already counting his chickens that Issa Giyere is going to die. He's a ger and he's going to keep the 12,000 zoos. And that was, then Issa Giyere found out there's a new kinyan of Edisa. The kinyan Edisa is, and I say a lie, I say the money that I gave over to Rove never belonged to me. It belongs to Mori. And there's a, so that's a haidah. But not it's a haidah, it's a maisekinyan. By being moide, that it belongs to Mori, it becomes Mori's. So now Mori can come over to Rove after Isagiel will die and say, the money belongs to me, you have to give me back my money. So there's a kinyan of Edisa. So Taisvis is asking, now Taisvis is making a cheshbon, if you'll say you need the rotzen of the nifka, so why do you need my mitzloshten? Let him tell him schi. So Taisvis had said, you know why they needed my mitzloshten? Maybe because the pekodin is not biyodai shalanivka, that's by someone else. So Taisa says, well, for such a case, you don't even misaken my mitzloshten. The kinyan edisa would help. The owner of the pekodin will say, I made it belongs to this person. So therefore, so it wouldn't be misaken my mitzloshten. So what? So Taisa says, but you know why they were masakin my mitzloshen? They were masakin my mitzloshen because maybe the nifkat doesn't want. It's bal kochay shel nifka. That's where they were misakin my mitzvah. So kan shayil aben. So for such a case, if he doesn't want, let's make kinyan nevisa. Taisvis had asked a pertinent question. Why do you need my mitzvah? Says he. So Taisvis, maybe you'll tell me there's a case that he won't help. The pekodin is not biyad hanifkat. So don't be misakin my mitzvah. But nevisa help. You have to be misakin my mitzvah. Let kinyan nevisa help. So what is Taisvis saying? Is a raya. So why were they misakin my mitzvah? Because maybe the nifka doesn't want, and that's why they're misakin my mitzvah. So let's say the same thing in the case that the nifka doesn't want. So let's make a new idea. Why do you need my mitzvah? The kash is enough in the kash. The marshal, is the kash. I just like to say over the marshal's teretz. The marshal says amir the kechidish. The marshal says as follows. Kinyan Eidisa, the Marsha says, is not sufficient that I'll be moide, the market will be moide, the pekodin belongs to Berl. You have to be moide in front of two Eidim. And let's just be mamtik what the Indian of two Eidim is. That means if I'm moide before two Eidim, so then I have two Eidim who could be made in Bezdin and say they heard Hidoras Baldin that it belongs to Bel. So then, if Mitzat Hidoras Baldin Bezdin will paskin that it belongs to Bel, because I was made there, then Chazal said, so I'm really Goyma Bedati to make it Bel. Because if I know halachically Bel will be able to take it because of my Hidor, so then there's a gmiris das mitzat the moide, and it becomes battles, even though it never was battles to begin with. But you need to wait, in the Marsha says. So the Marsha says, to ask Akasha, why were they misakin my mitzloshten? Let's have kinyan edisa. Let's make if the... So the Marsha says, that's a big tichel all the time to find to aid them. You have to go and find to aid them, to kosher aid them. And let us just, Taisvah says later, and the Rosh says later, that the reason they were Masakim my Mitzloshim, people will be doing Mekach and Memka, and he doesn't have any money now to pay. He wants to buy something. He doesn't have any money. So, but the Loiv is there, the Nifkad is there. So if by just telling the Nifkad, you go and pay him and everything will be settled, So the business deal is settled. Like this, you'll have to go and find two Eidim, two kosher Eidim. So by the time he finds two kosher Eidim, the Moichel will decide to sell to someone else. So the takone of my mitzloshten was created that the owner of the pekodin shouldn't have to be matriach to find two Eidim, which is not too easy to find two Eidim. They're not kriven, they're find two kosher Eidim. So in order that he shouldn't have to have this problem of finding two kosher Eidim when he makes kinyan edisa, they made my mishlosh. Taisus asked a similar kasha. If you'll say the whole takon of my mishlosh is, if it's not biyad hanifgad, so why do you need my mishloshen? Let the mafkid make kinyan edisa. So the Marsha says, Taisus is speaking about a rare case. That means, if you'll tell me that the only time you need always the rotzen of the nifgad. Now, why would you need my mishloshen in a case where it is not biyad hanifgad, so he won't help? That's a rare case. So Taisa says, for a rare case that happens once in a million, you don't have to be misakin my mitzloshen. That he is an eitzah with edisa. But Taisa says, but if you'll say that they were misakin my mitzloshen, even though the nifka does not want to give it over to the third party, this could be a shchirtike case. So here it's no kasha. Why didn't they rely on Edisa? Edisa is difficult. You have to find to aid them. Not all the time can he find to aid them. So that means if there are problems that Tzchi wouldn't help, that means the Nifka doesn't want to be Zayche, And these are shchiyachdike problems. These are problems which we can assume could occur very frequently. So in order to avoid these problems, he doesn't want to be zoiche, they made a takona of my mitzvah. Masha'enke, if you'll say, if the maimich loshten will not help when the nifka doesn't want. So the whole purpose of takonis maimich loshten is in a rare case when the pekodin is not biyad nifka. So Taisu says for rare cases you don't have to make a new takonis of maimich loshten, let him make edisa and edisa will help. So that's why they were misaken my mitzloshen, that a fellow the nifkad will not want to give over the pekodin to the third party. They were misaken my mitzloshen. So that's one raya. V'chein gabi isur giyoyde. Now Taisus brings down the maisa of isur giyoyde. The Kama Rove had said over there, Heichi likninu Rav Mori lahani zuzi. Rove was making a cheshbin, how could Rav Mori be kind of the money? Ibe maimed gimel, if he'll be kind of a maimed gimel, that means that Issa Giyere will call me, I should go to him. And Mori will also be there, and he'll be kind of a maimich loshten. Lo yozlina, I'm not gonna go. He calls me, I'm busy. I'm saying a shir, I don't have time to go to you. So Mamela, so therefore Rav was cheshbening, so Mori has no way how to be kind of the man. Mashme. So, but let's understand. Aces Rav said he would avoid going to Issa Giyoyre in order that he shouldn't be kind of a maimich losh. Mashme, it would seem dim hoya hoyle, hoya kind of bal kochay. So it would seem from that Gemara also that if he would go, then maimich loshen would help bal kochay shal Rava, even Rava doesn't want to give it over to Mori. So we see from that Gemara also that maimich loshen helps Bal kolchay shel nifkat. Because if it doesn't help Bal kolchay shel nifkat, so why does Rav have to say, I won't go? He calls me, I'll go. And then Issa Giyeri say, Rav, give over the 12,000 zuz to Mori. And Rav will shake and says, no, I don't want to. I couldn't talk. And he'll go out. Why did Rav say, the only thing Rav said, I won't go? So Bai says, if Rava would have gone, his hands are tied. The minute Issa Giyere tells him, give it to Mori, it belongs to Mori, even though Rava wouldn't want. V'ein lo imar. So maybe you'll say a different shot in the Gemara. Im hoya hoylech shom. The Gemara means something else. If he would go there, and Issa Giyere would say, Rava, I want you to give over the 12,000 zuz to Mori, hoya misratze, he'd have to agree with him. He couldn't be a machutzef and tell him no. I mean, he gave him. Levish hoya misbayish b'fnei yisoloyma ein ritzoyni. That means, he gave me over 12,000 zuz, I'll tell him no in his face. It's not menschlich. So that's pshat in the Gemara. That's why he wouldn't go. He didn't want to go because if he would go, he'd be forced that it should belong to Mori through Maimich Loshen. If he would go, he'd have to agree to Issa Giyere to be maskim to give it to Mori. Dim Kain, if that shot in the Gemara is below Maimich Loshen, havlei lamei meloi yazilno. So without Maimich Loshen, he should have said, shaloi yoi meloi schei, ki mistoma hapekodin biyad rovet. That means Mistama the Pekodin was Biyad Rava, so Rava should have said the reason he's not interested going to Issa is because maybe Issa will tell him Schei, and he'd be ashamed to tell him, I don't want to. If Rava mentioned Maimich Loshen, he doesn't want to go out Maimich Loshen, he was only scared of Maimich Loshen, he wasn't scared of anything else. So Rava would not be embarrassed to tell Ishti Giyayra, I don't want to be Zeicha for money. I'm sorry, I don't want to be Zeicha for money. Baal Pikein, Rabbi said, but if he'll call me for my Mishloshen, I won't go. So why is the choice? Because my Mishloshen helps Afilu Baal Kochei Shon Nifkar. So Memele, so Taisva says, Be'emesin, two rayas, the my Mishloshen helps Baal Kochei Shon Nifkar. Umiyu, lahu taime, the Meforish B'samuch. The Gemara, we had learned, the Gemara wanted to say, by Milveh, how does it work? So the one Mahalach, the Gemara wanted to say, before the Gemara slugged it up, the Kamishtanyele, mi Milveh, Yishone, le Milveh Hadosha. The Gemara wanted to say, that the Loive is elated, that before it was an old Milveh that he had pushed off for a number of months. And now he tells him, you don't have to pay me, you have a new malve to pay to. So he, I know that he has a new malve, he's mishabed himself. So if you learn that the loive is now mishabed himself from the hano that the malve, Yoshan, the old malve is being mahanim, that means then it would seem from this mahalach that you need the das of the life of the middle. He's mishabit for this hano. Hello, the belaf of ochi mapik lei mahutai. But the Gemara doesn't remain by this time. So it could be lefia emes my mishloshen helps afilu bal kolchei shel loive bal kolchei shel nifka. That's Bemison, the maskona of Taisus. Now, teneu. Leploini b'maimed gimel kolim. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. Now, let us, Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. The afal gav. The amoicher shtachoyv lechaveiroi. The halacha is, there's mechires shtores. Now, let us explain for 1 second the case of mechires shtores. Let's say, Shimon borrowed money from Reuben. And Shimon wrote a shtar. I, Shimon, owe you, Reuben, $100. Now Reuben has the shtar. Chazal say that there's an Indian, Reuben can sell this shtar to Levi. He hands over the shtar to Levi, and he writes another shtar on this shtar, because the shtar really is made out to Reuben. So that what Levi is holding it, is not worth so much, because the shtar is not made out to him. But he writes another shtar on the shtar, kni lecha ihu v'chol shibudai, b'koine the shtar and all the shibudim on the shtar, and Reuben is makne the shtar to Levi. Now, that's mechira shtores. There's such a thing, you can sell a shtar chay. Now, normally, afterwards, Levi comes over to Shimon. He tells Shimon, Rabbi, you know, before you owed money to Reuben, I got news for you. Reuben sold me the shtar chayiv. So memele, now you have to pay me. And that's the din. Shimon has to pay Levi because the shtar chayiv of Shimon to Reuben was sold from Reuben to Levi. That's the din of mechira shtores. Fine. Now, on this din of mechira shtores, Shmuel said a gevaldik echidish. Shmuel said that if Reuben, after the mechira was sold, Levi has the shtar, Levi now has, now he intends tomorrow to go to Shimon and get the $100. Reuben goes over to Shimon and he tells Shimon, I'm meichel you the chayv. I'm meichel you the chayv. So theoretically, it asks us, that doesn't make sense. How could you be meichel the chayv? If he owes it still to you, so you can be meichel the chayv. Reb Reuben, you sold this shtar now to Levi. Levi, he owes it to Levi already. So if he owes it to Levi, how could you be Meichel the Chayiv? It's sold. You're not a Malva anymore. We'll come to that in a minute. Afal Pikein, Shmuel said, Amoyer the Kechidish. Hamoyche shtar Chayiv lechaveiroi. V'chazer umochloi mochel. Reuben sold the shtar Chayiv to Levi. And now Reuben is Meichel Shimon. So the Mechila is a Mechila. Levi comes over to Shimon the next day. I bought the Shtar Chayiv, Rab Shimon, give me $100. So Shimon looks him up innocently. I'm sorry, Reuben was Meichel me the Chayiv. I don't know your penny. That's the halacha. That's a din that Shmuel said. will come to the beer. It's a very difficult din to understand. We'll come to the beer in a minute. About kaponim, that is the halach. Now Tosfos is coming to tell us the Rabbeinu Tam. I'm a Rabbeinu Tam. Perhaps this will be very good. The Rabbeinu Tam l'shitosai. The Rabbeinu Tam said, if we'll have the same scenario by a milva al peh, not mechirish tos, a milva al peh. Reuven, Shimon borrowed $100 from Reuven, and we have here Maimed Shloshim. We have a Maimed Shloshim, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven tells Shimon, pay Levi the $100. Now Levi is kind of the choyv, a milva al peh. There's no shtoris, he's kind of the choyv with Maimed Shloshim. That's our Gemara. It can be Makna Chayvis with Maimed Shloshim. Now, Reuven comes over to Shimon. He says, Shimon, I'm Moichel the Chayv. The same thing. Here it doesn't work. And Levi, after the Mechila is worthless. And Levi can come over to Shimon among the Chayv of $100. So the Rabbeinu Tam is saying over here, before he's going to bring Rayas, but before the Rayas, he's telling us Halochim. That even though by Mechirish Toris, Shmuel held that HaMoichesh Tachayim L'chaveiroi, Bechazor HaMochle, Mochle, their Mechila will help, the Mechilas HaMalva to the Leiva will help, so, but by Maimed Shloshim, it will not help. That is what the Rabbeinu Tam is going to say, and then he's going to be Rayas as Yisod. But before we see the Rayas, let us just understand the Lomdis. Why is it this way? As I saw in the Shiurim from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, he explains as follows, and I just would like to be mamtik one nekuda what he says. Perhaps it's a Rabbeinu Tam l'shitosei. The Rabbeinu, the Ran in Ksubis brings down a Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam, we have to understand this halacha of Shmuel is very difficult to understand. If the Reuven sold the chayv to Levi, so how could he be Michael Shimon? It's not your chayv anymore. Your ois malve. How could you be Michael Shimon after you sold the chayv to Levi? So Rabbeinu Tam, in the Sechtes Ksubas, the Rambam is not Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, in every chayv, there's two inyonim. There's a shibud moment, there's a schus moment that the malva possesses by the light. That means you owe me $100, which is mominous. It's mominous, that's not the end, but it's mominous. Then there's a shibut haguf. That means there's a personal obligation on the light to pay up the chayv. The light doesn't have any money, but he's obligated to pay up. There's a shibut haguf. The shibud momen is the result of the shibud haguf. I mean, since you owe me, and you don't have what to pay up, a month from your nechosim, nichsei de'inish inei areivim. Your nechosim, your wealth, that's an olav to pay up your obligations. You owe me $100, so I can go to your nechosim and be goyver the $100. Als nichsei de'inish inei areivim, your nechosim are an olav, are guaranteeing to pay up your chayv. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, when a person sells a shtar, the only thing that becomes transferred, that could become transferred, is the shibud nechosim. That means the shibud nechosim which Reuven possessed belongs now to Levi. Therefore Levi could mon from Shimon the shibud nechosim that Reuven had possessed. But the shibut haguf, the personal obligation that Shimon had to Reuven, is not transferable. That does not go over b'kinyonim. Mechire shtoris is only a mechire on the shibut nechosim. The shibut haguf remains intact. Shimon owes Reuven. Shimon does not owe Levi. The shibut nechosim of Shimon belongs to Levi, but the shibut haguf of Shimon is to Reuven. So we have a unique situation. Shimon owes Reuven, and the shibud nechosim of Shimon belongs to Levi. So Shmuel says, if the malve, if Reuven will be meichel the shibud haguf, so that means now there's no personal obligation anymore for Shimon to pay up Reuven, the shibud nechosim will dissolve.
That means the whole Shibud Nechosim is a poil yoytze from the Shibud Aguf. That the Shibud Nechosim is an orif to pay up what the loiva owes. But if there's no more loiva anymore, the loiva is potter to pay, so b'meila the Shibud Nechosim falls off. So that's why Shmuel said, I made the Kechidish, that even though the Shtar was sold, even though the Shibud Nechosim was nikne from Reuven to Levi, but the Shibud Aguf is not transferable, so b'meila, so the Malve is still bekoyach to be Meichel de Leive, and if he's Meichel de Leive, the Shibud Nechosim disintegrates. That is what had the Rambam down from the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rav Shmuel says, so the Rabbeinu Tam learned, that's by Mechirish Torres. By Maimet Shloshin, which is a Hilchese Beloy Taime. A Hilchese Beloy Taime means we don't understand the mechanics of Maimet Shloshin, how it works. But let us just review the Shakla Vitalia of the Gemara. The Gemara had said, my time, how does it work by Matone? How does it work by Milve? The Choyv is an intangible thing, it's not Ben. How could you be Makna Choyv? So the Gemara started saying, the Loiv is Meshabit himself, Bishas Alvor, to all the people who the Malva will decide that he should pay to. The Gemara had a problem on that. Then the Gemara said, the Loiv is Meshabit himself, Bishas the Maimich Loshten. The Gemara had a problem on that. So what's the maskone? The maskone is the shibud of the loivik goes over to the third person. How does it go over? Hilchasa b'loy taimen. The mechanics we can't explain. It works without mechanics. But that's what happens. By my mishloshn, the shibud aguf transfers. There is no maisekinyan. Bishloime by mechirish toris is a maisekinyan. You kinda the star in the shiknilach ayivachos shibude. You kinda the shibude moment that the star created. So memele, so what is being sold is the shibud moment. Then there's a kinyan with mechanics, and the mechanics works only on the shibud moment. Maimet Shloshtin is a kinyan that works without mechanics. We don't know how it works. It's a hilchasa b'loy taimen. So memela, but the hilchasa was that the shibud aguf also goes over to Levi. With Maimet Shloshtin, Chazal made that Shimon owes Levi. Now, if Shimon owes Levi, so then Reuven can't be Meichel Shimon. Listen, I'm Meichel you. I'm Shuldik, I don't owe you. I owe Levi. So that is Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam is saying, even though by Mechirah Shtoris, the din is that the Malve could be Meichel de Loive, because we say the Shibud Aguf remains by the Malve, but by Maimet Shloshtin, the Malve cannot be Meichel de Loive, because the Shibud Aguf does not remain by the Malve anymore, it goes over to the third party. Now let's say in Ibn Kantaisis, and Taisis just brings rise to this Yisoid. I'm a Rabbeinu Tam. The Afal Gav, the Hamoichesh Ta'achoyv L'chaveri. A person sold a Shta'achoyv L'chaveri, V'chosav M'choloi. And later he was Meichel Deloive, Mochel, so it's Mochel, and the Lekeach cannot be Teveya, the money from Deloive. Mochav, Einosan, B'matone, B'maimet Shloshten, but if Achoyv, was given over by my mitzloshen eina yochel imchil. Then the malva cannot be meichel. We said the reason is because then the shibud with my mitzloshen, the shibud aguf also gets transferred to the third party. Vehemash mepeg beis the kedusha. Atosis brings a raya to this from the gemara and kedusha. The comma. There's a machlokes tanoim if a person is mekadosh an isha b'milve da acherim. So the Gemara explains what is the machlekes tanoim. So the Gemara says like this. The Koma, the Gemara says, b'milve b'shtar pligi. There's one machlekes, if a person was mekadish an isha with a shtar choy, this haste, it means as follows, that Shimon borrowed money from Reuven. Shimon owes Reuven $100. So Reuven takes the shtar choy and is mekadish an isha. Reuven goes over to Rochel, Areyat Mekadeshus Li B'shtar Choyv Zeh. Now, and he gives her the Shtar Choyv. Now, she's kind of Shtar Choyv, K'ni Lochi V'chol Shibudet, she's kind of the Shtar Choyv. So there's a Machloikis Tanoim that she get married. With that she had received the Shtar Choyv. So the Gemara says, "Bemilva mishtapli." There's a machlokes tanoim if she got married. What is the machlokes? B'dishmul. The machlokes is, do we hold like Shmuel? The man, the Omar Mikadeshes, the Tana that says that she got married, less like the Shmuel. He disagrees with Shmuel. So Memele, the woman does not have to be afraid. The Reuven that was Makadisha will be Michael Shimon the Leiva, because he doesn't hold like Shmuel. Reuven cannot be Michael the Leiva. Omar is like the Shmuel. And the other Tana holds like Shmuel, that the Malve, this Reuven, could always be Meichel Shimon. So if he could always be Meichel Shimon, so this Isha, this Rachel, is no confidence in all that she's getting anything from Reuven. Because she knows this Reuven, the next minute, after he gave her over the Shtar, he could be Meichel Shimon the Leive. So Bameila, so there's no confidence, there's no Gemiras Tas, so therefore, Rochel doesn't get married. That's one mahalach in the Gemara. That's the machlokes tanoim. If he was mekadesh anisha b'shtar chayv da'acherim, did she get married? Yes or no? V'boyi say, then the Gemara says further, kula alma islu d'shmul. Everyone holds like Shmuel. And that what all tanoim holds is she could be, that the Reuven could be moichel d'loive. U'b'ishe samcha daita k'miflagi. The machlokes is, but does she rely on her chosen? Does she rely that he won't be Michael? If she relies on him, she trusts him, he won't be Michael, so she's married. He gave her a chayv that's worth money. So that's a machlekes tanaim. Bisha som chadaita kemiflegi. Man da oma mekodesh is the Tana that says she's mekodesh is over the som chadaita. She relies on him. Leishavik ledido, she feels secure. He will not leave her over Mochalachim. She's his wife. He's marrying her. So she is not at all afraid that he'll be Meichel the later. So Mamela, so she's Gaima Bedata to get married, so she's married. And the other man, the Yama, says she's not Seimechtas. So we have over here, Amachloikes Tanoim, if a person is Makadish with a shtav, does she become married? And this Shaila is dependent in what Shmuel said. Could he be Meichel? Does she rely he won't be Meichel? But everything, in Shmuel. Then that's one sugya. Then later the Gemara says, V'chi koma b'milval peplegi, then there's another machlokes, Bemilva alpe. Tamachloikis tanoim, if a person is makadish an isha bemilva alpe, did she get married? What is the machloikis there? Pligi bidarafune. There the machloikis is in rafune, ikon of a maimed gimel bemilve. If maimed shloshten helps by milve. There the Gemara says the machloikis is that if maimed shloshten helps, she's married. Maimed shloshten doesn't help, so she didn't get anything, so she's not married. Mashman. And that's all the Gemara has to say. The whole machlokes by Milva Alper is, does Maimed Shloshen help or not? And the Gemara does not connect the previous machlokes of Shmuel. Could he be Meichel? Can't he be Meichel? Does she rely on him? He won't be Meichel. When the Gemara speaks about a machlokes by Milva Alper, the Gemara does not mention Shmuel at all. Yeah. The Islay Dravune Abimul Kamim Bekadeshes. The Yochel Limchel Naif will say that Maimet Shloshten is the Malve could also be Meichel a Maimet Kadeshes. Why is she Mekadeshes? Laman the Islay Gaibe Milve Bishtad Lay Som Chedaite. But the one man, the other says, by Milva Bishtar, even though he was Makna Hadishtar, even though she was Kaina Dishtachai, but she's not married because she doesn't rely on him that she's going to get back the mother, that he's not going to be Meichel Dachai. So why didn't the Gemara tie this in when we spoke about Milva Peh? By like, by my loy Masik, why didn't the Gemara Firois, we boy is saying, Kula Alme Kone Bimilva, everyone holds that maimich loshen helps by a milvafil or milvalpe, of a beisha som chadaita pligi, but the machlekes is, does she rely on him? Kedemasik adishmul amilva bishta. When the Gemara speaks about maimich loshen, the Gemara does not bring in Shmuel. Elo mashme, the maimich loshen, eina yochelimchel. So I says, maimich loshen, eina yochelimchel, and we mentioned before, Rav Shmuel says this for it, because maimich loshen is a hakno on the Shibut Haguf also. So mamele, if the Shibut Haguf gets transferred to the Mekabel, so he can't be moichel anymore. So finished. Taisus brought a raya to that Yisoid. Now Taisus is going to have problems. That means if there's a way to transfer a chayv, that after the transferal, the malve cannot be moichel, and that is through maimich loshen, then he have a lot of problems. Vimtayma, beperek hachayvul, beperek hachayvul, Gabi, he shechavla ba'achere. A woman, a married woman, was chayvul ba'achere. So there it says, that means she made a chavola, she was mazik someone, let's be megashin dinyin, she broke someone's hand, and so it says that she really owes him, she was mazik, but nebuch, she doesn't have any money, she's married, she doesn't have any money. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? She doesn't have any money. Sure she has money. She has a ksubet. That if her husband dies or gives her a get, let's be megashin the inyan, he made a ksubet of $10,000. So memela, if he dies or gives her a get, so lower $10,000. So now on the market, she could sell her ksubet to someone, and not for $10,000, $4,000 is a gamble. Maybe the husband won't die, maybe she'll die first, maybe the husband won't give her a gift. But there's possibilities, there's chances, maybe the husband will give her a gift, maybe the husband will die first. So a person would even invest $1,000 on the chance he might get a $10,000 return. So the Gemara says, why are you telling me an Isha does not have any money? Sure she has money. Let her go and sell her ksubet, her $10,000 ksubet. Let her sell it to someone for $1,000. A person would be willing to give $1,000 on the chance he might gain $10,000. There's a profit of $10,000, a loss of $1,000. It's worthwhile to gamble. So Mamela, so she can get $1,000, let her pay the net. Well, she broke someone's hand, so let her pay the $1,000. Say she doesn't have any money now. But sure she has money. She has the ksuba, let her sell the ksuba. That's the Gemara's kasha. So let us see in the many contexts. She was chayvul b'chem. The porich, the Gemara asks, the tazbin ksubasa b'toyves hanor. Let us sell the ksuba for a cheaper price. That this gamble. If the husband will die or give her a get, so we'll get a ksuba. Umishani kol legavi baylo vaday mocho. So the Gemara says, there's no fool in the world that will buy the ksuba from her. Because you know why? He's gonna give money. He's gonna give money for the ksubet. She's on very good terms with her husband. Why should her husband nebuch go and pay this person $10,000? So she'll go and she'll be meichel. It's another poshet. She'll be meichel her husband that you don't owe me a ksubet. She'll be meichel the ksubet. So by meila, there won't be a fool that will give $1,000 for it because she'll zicha be meichel her husband. That's what the Gemara says. So there's no market to purchase a ksuba from her because no one would give money realizing that she'll zicha be meichel husband. Mishani kola gabi baila vade mochla. I've taste this, but I just was machadish that there's a way to sell a chayi that you can't be meichel. Through my mitzloshen, you can't be meichel. I've taste this, v'hashta kati timke b'may mitzloshen. The oz leitum chalimchel, then she can't be meichel. The af al gav, the baal vade lo yischas, she'll tell me, oh, the baal won't be maskim to sell the that he should pay the ksuba to this person. Oh, parishas, but we learned already in the previous places that the labal kol chaykoni, you don't need his rosin. So we have a kasha. What's shot in the Gemara? The Gemara says no one will buy it because she'll zicha be meichel. But there's an eitzah. that she could sell the ksuba in such a way that she can't be meichel. Kasha number one. Vo'oid gabi shechovlo babaylo, timker b'maymet gimel. There the Gemara says, what if she broke her husband's hand? So she also doesn't have any money. So timker b'maymet gimel, let her also sell b'maymet gimel. Sham Yisratza Balk de Ligves Chavolose, they're the Balozicha Bimaskim. That means that's you'll disagree with the previous places. But over here, let her go and sell, let her pay up her husband, and she'll sell the ksube for someone else, and the Baal will be Maskim. De Ligves Chavolose. So that's two kashas from Magamore and Babakam. Now, before we see Tosfos further, I just would like to jump down to the B'yesh Loima, which for emphasis these two kashas, the Loitiknu B'yesh Loima Loitikinu Maimit Gimel B'ksube, the Efsher Shloitovi Lidei Gviya Lo'ilo. So Tosfos is saying, Vasava Amurah de Kalamdas. Maimit Shloshtun is, you have three people standing in one Maimit. The Baal Hamomen, the Mekabel HaMomen, and the one in between is going to pay the Momen. Either the Aloiva or Nifka. But you need these three. Isha is never considered a Baal HaMomen. Who says she has Momen? Who says her husband is going to die first? Who says her husband is going to give her a get? Maybe she's going to die first. So in Maimit Shloshen, we need these three components. A Baal HaMomen, and that's the first thing you need. Isha is not considered a Baal HaMomen. Who says you have Momen? I may get money. There's no takana of Maimit Shloshen. Maimit Shloshen was made if a person possesses now money. I have a pekodin by Yena. Yena owes me money. I'm a Baal HaMomen. Then Chazal made a takana of Maimit Shloshen. So all you three stand in one Maimit together. The Baal HaMomen, the Mekabel HaMomen, and the Mechayim HaMomen. Then we, you're kind. But if the Ksuba Taisis wants to say, Bechlal, she's not considered a Baal HaMomen, so there's no takana of Maimit Shloshen. Period. Now, let's go back to Taisis other kasha. Bechain besoif perakam of the Bob Metziah. Now, Taisis brings a Gemara Bob Metziah. Gabi Motza Shoiva, Now let's go back to Taisvis, Akasha from the Gemara Bob Metziah. V'chein b'soyper kama the Bob Metziah, kabi motzer shoiva, a person found a receipt. Now, the Gemara says over there, just let's, to get a little a receipt on the Ksuba. Let's be Megashim, let's just explain the Gemara, then we'll see Taisvis in the painting. A person finds a receipt, that in the receipt it says as follows, that this Isha says, my husband paid me up the ksube Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That's what it says. You go over to, now we don't know, was this receipt taki given to the husband, did he taki pay up? Could very well be, she wrote the receipt in Nissan, he told her he's gonna pay up, he never paid her up, and she lost the receipt. It could be the ksube was never paid up. Could be it was paid up. Now, we find a receipt, someone finds a receipt in the street. Now, that alone, that a receipt got lost, is also, it looks a little fluky, because if the husband really paid up, so he wouldn't lose the receipt. The receipt is an important document. You don't put it in your pocket that has a hole in it. You leave it in your safe. So it's a little fluky that the receipt is found. So we start thinking maybe something's wrong with this receipt. The kids, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that the person finds a receipt. He comes over to this lady. Did you lose this receipt? No. I gave this to my husband in Nissan. He paid up the ksuba in Nissan. So she says she gave up the ksuba in Nissan. And the husband says, sure, I paid up in Nissan. So we give the husband the receipt. He paid up the ksuba. So the Gemara asks, let's not be so to me mystic. This is a very fluky mice. He paid up the receipt. Again, a receipt that was received by the husband is put in the safe, not in a pocket with a hole in it. This looks very fluky. So the Gemara says, maybe, let's think what really could be occurring now. It could be as follows, that she went and she sold her ksube iyo. He never paid up the ksube. She sold the ksube iyo. Fine? She sold the ksube, Tebesano. She sold the ksube iyo. Now, so we're going to be very tmimistic, and we're going to give back this receipt to the husband. That's what we're doing. Now, this lekeach is going to come, but between you and me, he never paid up the ksuba. He never paid up. Now, the lekeach is going to come, let's say, Sivin, the lekeach comes, the husband gives her a get Sivin, let's say, lekeach comes to the husband, you know, I purchased the ksuba, pay me the ksuba. So the husband looks at him, pay you the ksuba. You know, the ksuba I paid up Nissen already. Here's the receipt. So my mail, this could be, this is a knunye, that these two people are making, the wife and the husband. For money, you get together and make anything, but what doesn't a person do for money? So the Gemara says, so how could we rely on this isha and give back the receipt to the husband? Maybe Taka, he never paid up the ksuba. Maybe she lost the receipt, which makes more sense because it's a receipt that was never used. She's saying, give it to the husband, that they're doing this for a purpose, that because really she sold later the ksuba and she wants that the husband should save money and they'll divide up the profits between themselves. So let us see now innovate. The chaim b'soif pe'ekam adabom metziyat, gabi motza shoiva, the parish bisman she'isha moide, if she is moide, that the receipt was given to the husband in Nisin, you give it back to the husband. So the Gemara asks, Ama yavzel abal? Why should you give back the receipt to the Baal? Nefesh dilma kosva litein benissen. Maybe it was written to give to the husband in Nisin, v'loi nosna atishrei, but she didn't give the receipt till Tishrei. And in the meantime, she sold her ksuba. And these lakuchas are going to lose out because of this receipt that you naively gave back to the husband. Lakuchas are going to come to the husband, and then he's going to say, what do you mean? I paid up a nisa. So the Gemara says, Mishanish mamina isa ledishmu. So the Gemara says, listen, the lakuchas are, if you're afraid that she's not telling the truth, and she's mafsid the lakuchas, I got news for you. She could samozay be mafsid the lakuchas. She could be meichel her husband. She'll be meichel her husband. The lakuchas also won't have. So memele, so we have to rely on her because if she wants to be mafsid the lakuchas, she has a legitimate way to be mafsid the lakuchas by being meichel. Shema min ha'isa l'dishmu. So now Tosfos asks, v'hash the nechesh, dilma mocha b'maymet gimel. Maybe she sold to the lakuchas. But if I say there's one mechiras choyv that mechila doesn't help, and that's my mitzloshen, deini yechayla limchel, there she can't be meichel. So memela, let's be afraid that it was sold by maimed gimel. So then she doesn't have this eitz of being meichel. You can't be meichel by my mitzloshen. So now let's go to the second teretz. Vayde shloima. Gabi Shaiva in Lochish Klal. By Shaiva there's nothing but to be afraid of. The Shema Mocha Bemaimitchloshta. Maybe it was sold Bemaimitchloshta and she can't be Michael. So Taisva says, now let's explain. The im ein edim shemocha. If there's no edim that the ksuba was sold Bemaimitchloshta. So Memele im kain. So you're saying the lakuchas will lose by you returning the shayva. So Taisu says, listen, if there's no edim that the ksuba was sold the maimed shloshten, in kain, if these two people are not honest, abal ve'isha yichperu amechire, they'll say it was never sold the maimed shloshten. So memela, so the lakuchas, sai v'sai aga afgahak tetzoris, that means they have no way to prove that it was a mechira of maimed shloshten. And therefore, so Shikvaita could be Meichel the Ksube, and the Lakuchas will lose out. And the Lakuchas can't find it, he can't be Meichel, because proof that it was B'mai Mitzloshten. These both people can say it wasn't B'mai Mitzloshten, and we could be Meichel. Now, V'im Yesh Eidim, if there are Eidim, that there was a Mechira of B'mai Mitzloshten, V'oimrim, that means the Eidim that said, we saw in Eel, that she so the ksube b'maimet shloshen to the rupuches. For Imrim, they're saying shabal nisratze, and they're saying that we were there, and the Baal was merutze to sell the ksuba to the lekuches in Iya. Or yefilu shosak. So then also you have nothing but to worry about. Is vadei hasheva sheker. So then you have nothing to worry about giving back the sheva. Because if the sheva, the receipt, it says that it was paid up in Nissen, and you have her edim that say that the ksuba was sold in Iya with the husband standing there, so you see klar that the sheva is sheker. So lekuches won't lose out. The imicha us, if the Adam say, when she made the maimed shloshten, the Adam say, she said to her husband, I want you to pay the ksuba to lekuches in Iya. And her husband said, pay the ksuba to lekuches, I paid up in Nissen already. Imicha us, muchach sheshoy ve'emesh, ve'lekele meichesh tol mekos v'litim benissen. So Taisva says there's nothing what to worry about, that maybe the ksuba was sold b'maimet shloshten. Taisva says these three mahalch. B'maimet shloshten kod. Now we have over here, maimet shloshten helps. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says like this. V'loy tekinu maimet shloshten b'oivet kechovim. They were not misakin maimet shloshten if there was a goy. That means, we have here, for every maimed shloshen, we have three parties, the noisen, the mekabel, and the mechuyev, the nifkad of the leife. So the Rabbi Netam says, if the middle man is a goy, they won't misake maimed shloshen. Im ha-nifkad, oi ha-loi va-oivet kechoven, va-omalei li-Yisroel, tneyu li-Yisroel acha. That means, the leife was a goy. The malve, now there's a maimed shloshen. You have the loivu who is a goy. You have a malve and a mekabo. The malve tells the goy, tneyu li Yisrael achet. You pay up this other yid. Loikone. Kiven, dafilo oma loy, sechi loikone. Kiven dein schiye loivet kechoven. Huadin be maimed gimel loikone. So be maimed gimel, it's also loikone. So Taisus is saying, a moiradike yisod. That even though maimed shloshen does not work al tzchi, maimed shloshen works afilu bal kolchoy of the nifkat, but al kaponim, Tai says maimed shloshen was only said in a case with theoretically tzchiya could help. So if these three people, well, let's now talk about the middle person, I'm sorry, if the middle person is a bal tzchiya, so then we say that is a kinyan of maimed shloshen. Chazal will misak it, even though, in this case, he doesn't want to be zaych. But if he's a bar zchiyah, they will misak it maimet shloshen. But, if the middle person is a goy, and a goy cannot be zaych for a yid, then never will misak it maimet shloshen. So, memele, so if the goy is the nifkad, or the loive, there's no din of maimet shloshen. That's halacha number one. If the kivin efel amalai zchi loikone, kivin if he would tell him befeir zchi loikone, Kiven dein schiye loivet kechom, who adin b'maimet gimel loikon. Period. That's case number one, if the middle person is a goy. V'im ha-mekabel loivet kechom. Now what if the mekabel is a goy? Im mekabel loivet kechom, v'oma Yisrael li Yisrael tneyu leploini oivet kechom. And a yid told a yid, give it to this goy. Is, he told him, give it. So now, just one second. Kozman sheini chayza boy, if the malve, if the mafkid didn't have charote, yitain. So give it. Afilu omalei b'loi maimed gimel. He said give it, so you should give it to the guy. That you don't need maimed shloshen. You give it. Avol im chaza boy, but what if the mafkid had charote? Does it change? It change? He doesn't want to give it to this guy. Lo yitain lo ivet kechom, afili mama loy b'maimed gimel. Afili told the maimed gimel, because again, there's no takona of maimed gimel, since the mekabel is a lav bar schiye. A goy can't be zoiche for a yid, and a yid can't be zoiche for a goy. So in a mele, if this goy, if lemaisa the noisen had charote, So the Maisa, the guy was never koine. So now the Nisan tells the Leva, listen here, I told you pay up the guy. I changed my mind. I don't want you to pay him up. So now this Leva, so the guy was never koine of my Mishloshim. If he didn't have Chavot and he paid him up, so you told me to pay him up. I paid him up. You told me to pay him up Sunday, I paid him up Tuesday, it's paid up. Wednesday he can't come to me and tell me pay up my chayv. You told me to pay it to the guy, I paid up to the guy. But if he told him Sunday, pay to the guy, and then Tuesday, he didn't pay it to the guy, I'm about to pay, so the malva comes to me and says, I changed my mind, don't you dare pay to the guy, I want you to pay me up the money. So Taisvis is saying there's no din of my mitzloshten if the mekabel is a guy. So then we'll tell the loiva, don't give the guy. He had charot to the maisa. The malva, the mafkid had charot, don't give the guy. Aval im chayza boi layitin loiva kechom, afil im oma loiva maimed gimel, im loi sheine yochel li shomet min loiva kechom. Unless a kenzach nisht oistrein from the guy. That means like this. He told this middle person, pay up the guy. No. The guy comes over to him, you're supposed to pay me up. Now, if he won't pay up the guy, there'll be a tremendous sin that the guy will have on him, and he'll suffer because of this. So then, he tells him, listen, you put me in a blotter. That means you told me if I'm the guy, pay up the guy. Now you change your mind, and because you change your mind, you want me, I should pay you up, and this guy's gonna do me tzores, and shulding. I'm going to pay up the guy. You want it back from the guy? You go to the guy. You handle with the guy, not me. So Memele, so that place who says, again, so if the Mekabel is a guy, there's also no din of my Mishloshten. And you shouldn't pay up the guy unless, im loy shein yochel lishamit leiv kechom. Vim hanoysein oivet kechom, but what if the noysen is a guy? If the noisen is a guy, nire de kone. Now, in this case, I hold that the mekabel is koine. The imamoinai shall Yisrael hivkiyu al yedei maimet gimel da behilches abeloi taime. That means if Chazal made a takone, that the malvis money belongs automatically to the mekabel, and this works below time. Is koshkein momin ha'ivet kechovim avadigivis the momin of a goy. That means if we took away, because of the silchus of below time, we took away momin from the yid. Avad the givis will take away moment from the guy. Va'oid de bedineim dainin elei shamrin elei la'oved kechovim kach dinchem kedamrinin ba'goysel basra. Will tell the guy that bedineim dainin elei.
This taisvis is very difficult. I'd like to mention two nekudis on this taisvis. Number one, what is the problem of Taisvis? Taisvis is speaking about if the Noisen is a guy, and the Mekabel, and the in-between, the Emtsoi, the Nifkad, or the Loiv is a Yid. So Taisvis gives us two reasons why we should say my Mishloshten. So Be'emison, it's difficult to understand why shouldn't we say my Mishloshten? Since the Nifkad is a Yid, and the Mekabel is a Yid, and there's a Din Schiyah from one Yid to another Yid, and that was the only problem that Taisus was concerned with, that my Mishloshten was only said if there is Dinei Schiyah. So here there are Dinei Schiyah. The Mekabel can be Zeiche from the Nifkat. So what is the problem? So the Ktzais and Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, in the middle of Sifkot and Aleph, explains that there is a klal that if one wants to be zeiche, a yid wants to be zeiche for another yid, money that belongs to a goy, the zeiche has to become a shliach of the Baal HaMomon. That means if I want to be zeiche hefke dike money, then there's no problem. But if I want to be mafkia mumming from a goy to be zeiche this for another yid, so the zeiche has to be a shliach of the bala mumming. And since we have a klal ein shlichus la'akum, so therefore there's also a problem in this maimet shloshten. We have to be zeiche for the... We have to become a shliach from the Nisen, and the Nisen is a goy. Therefore, Taisvus had to give two reasons why Maimich Loshen helps. The first reason is, if we're mafkiya mumming with a hilchasa b'loi taime from a Yiddish Nisen, about to give us for a goyish Nisen. Now, the second mahalach in Taisvus, b'dineyem daininelei, is a very... very difficult to understand. I just would like to mention, perhaps we could learn that the Goyim also had such a halacha of Maimet Shloshten, and their Maimet Shloshten is Ichanat dependent on Hilchas Shlichus and Hilchas Chiyah, is therefore we say, B'dinayim Daninilei, so just like by Goyim, Maimet Shloshten will help to be Mavkiyah from a Nisen, who then it will help to be mafkia from a Nisen Akum, even though the two who are Zoicha are Yidin. That would be the Poshet of Pshat and Taisvis. But Rav Moshe Tainis, first of all, it's very difficult to say that Goyim had such a halacha. And number two, if Goyim had such a halacha, it could be in certain Mekaymas, in certain Zmanim, they had such a halacha. But we cannot say in all times they had such a halacha. So Taisvis Bekitzer is very difficult to understand. The Rishash makes a grais in Taisvis. Rav Moshe Tainis that the Rishash is also very schwer. So we'll just remain with this, that the second Mahalach of Taisvis is very difficult to understand.